Welcome to Twist for the week of October 24th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, on October 17th, a state circuit court judge struck down Maryland's digital advertising tax after a hearing on certain motions associated with the case. It's been reported that the judge ruled from the bench that the digital advertising tax violated the Internet Tax Freedom Act, the Commerce Clause, and the First Amendment. It remains to be seen as to whether the ruling will be appealed. Although the Maryland Senate president indicated the state would appeal, the comptroller issued a statement on October 20th appearing to question whether an appeal should be filed. In other news, on Election Day, voters will be tasked with deciding on a number of ballot measures, including measures that would implement tax rate increases and decreases. In Colorado, Proposition 121 would reduce the state's current 4.55% corporate and personal income tax rate to 4.40%. This change would be effective for tax years commencing on or after January 1, 2022. In California, Proposition 30 would impose an additional tax of 1.75% on personal income above $2 million. The revenue collected from the additional tax would be used to fund zero-emission vehicle programs and wildfire response and prevention activities. In Massachusetts, voters will determine the fate of a constitutional amendment that, if approved, would increase the state's flat individual income tax rate from 5% to 9% on income above $1 million. The tax rate increase would apply for tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2023. The additional revenue generated would be used for quality public education and for the repair and maintenance of roads, bridges, and public transportation. Finally, out in Los Angeles, voters will be asked to approve a measure that would impose an additional rate of transfer tax on properties valued at more than $5 million. In recent administrative news, the Illinois Department of Revenue issued a general information letter responding to an annual survey on the department's tax policies. In the letter, the department answered certain new survey questions around cryptocurrency, including confirming that Illinois conforms to the federal treatment of cryptocurrency as property. Further, sales of cryptocurrency are treated as sales of intangibles for purposes of apportionment and the application of Public Law 86272. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.